now, let's find out what's making news in the US for Kia's surprising deals. See your Kia dealer now.
Richard, this gas attack in Syria, mate, it's still making headlines, isn't it?
It is, a day after, with at least 72 people killed in such appalling and agonising ways. President Trump says he has changed his thinking about Syria and Assad. So this was interesting. The president was appearing alongside Jordan's King Abdullah after they met at the White House today, and he sounded emotional as he spoke of this.
That attack on children yesterday had a big impact on me. Big impact. My attitude toward Syria and Assad has changed very much.
Didn't say how, didn't say what he might consider doing as a result. He did criticize the previous Obama administration, especially President Obama's statement back in 2012 that Syrian use of chemical weapons would amount to crossing a red line. When Assad first used chemical weapons, the US did nothing. But the rest of that story is that President Obama at the time sought the backing of the Congress. If they wanted to go to war in Syria, they should speak up and vote for that and take responsibility instead of the typical thing where they do nothing and complain that the president has run off on his own. So once again, they did not want to take responsibility, and a businessman named Donald Trump tweeted again and again and again at that time that the US should not get involved militarily in Syria. Now he says of this latest attack,
it crossed a lot of lines for me. When you kill innocent children, innocent babies, babies, little babies, with a chemical gas that is so lethal, people were shocked to hear what gas it was. That crosses many, many lines beyond the red line.
Again, there was no indication as to what, if anything, the U.S. might do. But at the U.N. today, President Trump's ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, lashed out at the Russians for blocking a robust response at the international body. And she said this.
Russia and Iran have no interest in peace. How many more children have to die before Russia cares?
She warned the U.S. might take unilateral action. Pressed on that, President Trump said, wait and see.
Wait and see indeed. Now, Richard, Barry Manilow still making headlines at age 73.
Yeah, speaking of different eras, Kruna is speaking publicly the first time about being gay. Is that a surprise? Only because, I guess, of the singer's age these days. He says he never intended to speak publicly about this. He says he thought it would be disappointing to female fans and maybe a career ender if he is a singer of romantic ballads like Mandy and Looks Like We Made It spoke out. In reality, he has partnered with his manager and now husband Gary Keefe for 40 years. They only married 3 years ago, and soon after, actress Suzanne Somers spoke about it on a television interview, but Manilow never confirmed that. So now the singer says he has not had one negative response and says he is grateful for that. So I don't think this is much surprise, except for the fact that this was a secret kept to some degree for all these many, many years.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he's surprised. Anyway, that's what it is. Richard, thank you, mate. Chat again tomorrow. Richard Arnold in the US.